a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Senate, and leading us in our prayer today is Reverend Raleigh Kemick, who is from the Oahe Presbyterian Church. And leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag is Zane Frederick of Pier. I'd like to also ask that when we pray that we remember a former Senator Leonard Andrea, who passed away today, served in this body for many years from the Chamberlain area.
Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, as we gather here in your presence, we ask that you would grant those who bear authority your wisdom. We ask, Lord, that you would receive our praise and thanks for all good things in our lives. Especially we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to serve you here in this capacity. Keep us focused, Lord, upon the greater good. And where our vision fails, we ask, Lord, that you would grant each one here a glimpse of your vision, which never fails. Keep us mindful about those who have served, not only in the military around the world, but, Lord, through this body. We ask that you would grant their families your presence, peace, and comfort. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Secretary, call the roll, please.
Edelstein, Bogalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Frericks, Frisley, Gray, Hansen, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Junkie, Krause, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Nordstrom, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Ray, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Valley. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 15th day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move with the adoption of the report. Bob Gray, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Well, welcome everybody to the South Dakota Senate. We appreciate you being here and everyone listening. You had the choice between this place and the other place, and congratulations on making the right choice. I'd like to first of all recognize Senator Heineman out of the gate.
Thank you, Mr. President. Personal privilege?
Granted.
Thank you. I would like to welcome my newest granddaughter who was born this morning, Hannah Grace Heineman, and congratulate her mom and dad, Susie and Mike Heineman, and her big, proud brothers, Will and Zach. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah, right. And we have some students here today who have been shadowing the legislators and started last night, and they're with Career and Technical Education throughout the state and through the Department of Education here they've come. So all the students that are here today with Career and Technical Education shadowing, would you please stand? Thank you for being here. And the Miller Chamber of Commerce is here. Thank you for the kind gift and welcome on behalf of all of us. But we'd also like to welcome you first and then recognize with that group that we have former Senator Joanne Morford and where's Hargens? There you are, Joanne. Please stand up. Joanne. And where's Dale Hargens? Well, how could I miss you, Dale? Stand up, Representative Dale Hargens. Stand up, man. We have a lot of stories, Dale, but the statute of limitations haven't run on them yet. So, and Senator Phil Testerman, where's Phil? Senator, good to see you, sir. And all of you from Miller, please stand. Thank you for being here. All right. Doc. Thank you. My doctor's up there, so we got our exercise doc. Okay, that's good. We also have citizens from across South Dakota participating in Children's Day here at the Capitol. You saw that downstairs, including Voices for Children's, our Youth Advisory Council, the Board of Directors, and representatives of the 30 organizations sponsoring Children's Day. With the individuals with those organizations, please stand. Thank you for being here. And on behalf of all the legislators, but especially us in the Senate, we have a program through the South Dakota Medical Association where physicians donate their day to take care of us. And they give up their time in the clinic, and we are very, very grateful for that. Today we have volunteering and taking care of us Dr. David Kleinberg, who lives and practices medicine in Britain and is also the mayor of that city, but also practices in Sisseton and Bowdell. Doctor, would you please stand? And Senator Frerich's mom, appreciate you. Okay. Any other announcements? Personal privileges. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yesterday I didn't introduce my niece that's paging with us because I wasn't sure she was going to make the cut, but she made it back today. So I'd like to let everybody say hi to my niece, Tessa Stoltenberg from Watertown.
You made it. Sorry about that. That's too bad. Senator Rave.
Thank you, Mr. President. Personal privilege, sir.
Granted.
Well, apparently Senator Olson threw the gauntlet down about welcoming pages, so I would be remiss if I didn't introduce one of our pages who happens to be my daughter, Thea, up in front, who will be with us for the next 2 weeks. Make sure you use her and keep her busy. So.
Right, Thea.
Mr. President,
Senator Gray,
I do not have any relatives that are pages right now, but I have to tell you, Senator Rave was calling one of the pages sweetie earlier, and I thought we might have an issue on our hands, but it turns out to be his daughter.
There is a rule. If you wish to file a complaint, Thea, the president is now taken. So. About that, no other complaints. So. Any other personal privileges? Thank you, and again, welcome to your South Dakota Senate. Madam Secretary, let's proceed to reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Health and Human Services reports Senate Bill 176 and recommends do pass. 177, do pass as amended. 74, 119, and 173, which were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Senator Hunhoff, Chair. The Committee on Education reports Senate Bills 186 and Senate Bill 191 do pass as amended. Senator Johnston, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy reports Senate Bill 87 and recommends do pass. 145 do pass as amended and placed on the consent calendar. And the nominations of David Pummel to the Housing Development Authority and Robert Hartford, James Peterson, and Doyle Estes to the South Dakota Lottery Commission and recommends confirmation of the appointments in place on the consent calendar. Senate Bill 97 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Senator Nelson, Chair. The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources reports Senate Bill 169, do pass as amended. 160 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Senator Krebs, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary reports it has had under consideration Senate Bills 132, 133, 134, and 135, which were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Senator Teason, Chair. Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure reports Senate Bills 2, 6, 21, and 24 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 9 a.m. February 7, 2012. And the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has compared Senate Bill 63 and 64, finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Senator Gray, Chair.
Thank you. It was pointed out to me, and I can't, contrary to popular belief, see behind me, but obviously an organization that's very important to us that I'm privileged to be a member of. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you for last night, your reception. Our Veterans of Foreign War representatives, the VFW. and their auxiliary. I'm sorry, their auxiliary. The voice of democracy. Go ahead. Well, tremendous. Welcome. Please stand. Congratulations. I know how much work that you go into doing the Voice of Democracy, so all of you, and congratulations, young people. Appreciate that. And more importantly, thank you for our freedom. Okay. Thank you very much. Next item of business is messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1017, 1117, 1128, 1131, 1153, 1157, 1162, 1172, 1178, 1223, and 1263, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. And also, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bill 63 and 64, which have passed the House without change. Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Most of what we've gone through is housekeeping, just reporting into what's happened in terms of our committees, a number of those bills that did not pass or are coming down amended from our committees, and then information coming over from the House. Now we're on to our next order of business, which is called motions and resolutions.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Bill 128 be referred from the Committee on State Affairs to the Committee on Local Government.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Bill 71 be deferred to Thursday, February 9th, the 18th legislative day.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Bills 25, 46, 142, and 162 be deferred to Wednesday, February 8th, the 17th legislative day.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 3, a concurrent resolution designating the month of November as COPD Awareness Month in the state of South Dakota.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 3 has been waived referral to committee. It's going to be placed on the calendar for tomorrow. That's Senator Paul Simmons. That's Paul. Just scanning up here. You can't hide behind there. Senator Paul Simmons, welcome back, sir.
Mr. Speaker, or Lieutenant
Michaels.
Governor.
Michaels works.
Yeah, Mr. Michaels.
Yes.
We also have former Representative Donna Schaefer and her husband Herb up here.
Where are they hiding? Oh,
jeez.
Yeah. Donna. Good to see you. Thank you, Senator. Okay.
House Concurrent Resolution 1005, a concurrent resolution urging Congress to clearly delegate responsibility for the regulation of hydraulic fracturing to the states. Senator Schleckowe moves that the Senate do concur in House Concurrent Resolution 1005 as found on page 273 of the House Journal.
Comments on that motion? Senator Schleckowe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the Senate. I'll be very brief today. This is just a resolution urging Congress to delegate the regulation of hydraulic fracturing to the states. None of us in the room here know how important hydraulic fracturing has been to our development of domestic energy resources in the country. Certainly our neighbors to the north know firsthand about this type of development. Obviously, it's an economic development tool. There was a meeting in Belle Fourche last week to discuss the future of South Dakota's domestic energy industry, very well attended. And so this is just a reminder that we as a state believe our DENR is well equipped to regulate this moving forward should this industry move to South Dakota. So would appreciate the members' support on this resolution. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate concur in HCR 1005? Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Edelstein?
Aye.
Begalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
No.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
No.
Cutler?
No.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holine?
Aye.
Hunstad?
No.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Krause?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nostrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 32, nays 3.
Senator Schleckaway's motion that the Senate do concur in HCR 1005, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Motion's carried, and HCR 1005 is concurred in. Consideration reports of committees, please.
Senator Olson moves that the reports of Standing Committee on Local Government on Senate Bill 70 as found on page 274 of the Senate Journal. Transportation on Senate Bill 81 is found on page 272 of the Senate Journal. Transportation on Senate Bill 113 is found on page 273 of the Senate Journal. State Affairs on Senate Bill 161 is found on page 275 of the Senate Journal. State Affairs on Senate Bill 168 is found on page 275 of the Senate Journal. And Transportation on House Bill 1154 is found on page 273 of the Senate Journal. Be adopted.
Is there a second? All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading of House bills. Our Constitution requires that the bills' numbers and titles be read in open session. Please proceed.
House Bill 1131, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the posting of public notice for meetings of public bodies. 1162, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the platting and annexation of subdivisions. Senate Bill 1172, an act to exempt certain developer-installed storm sewer detention ponds from public procurement bid requirements. 1178, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the disposal of local government property. 1223, an act to exempt from sales tax certain handling fees paid by religious organizations to approved relief agencies for the distribution of food which is provided for the assistance or relief of the poor, distressed, or underprivileged through food giveaway programs. 1263, an act to provide for mandatory HIV testing for any person convicted of prostitution or solicitation of prostitution and provide for appropriate utilization of test results. 1128, an act to require the Board of Education to conduct public hearings before adopting certain standards. 1017, an act to authorize the Bureau of Administration to construct a maintenance shop in Pierre, to make an appropriation, therefore, and to declare an emergency. An act to repeal the governor's authority to enter the Midwestern Regional Higher Education Compact on behalf of the state, to repeal the Midwestern Regional Higher Education Compact, to provide for withdrawal of South Dakota from the compact. 1117, an act to provide for the taking of muskrats by shooting under certain conditions. 1153, an act to revise and clarify certain provisions relating to the revocation of fur dealer licenses.
President Pro Tem is assigned. The President announces that House Bill 1117, 1158 are assigned to Agriculture and Natural Resources. House Bill 1017, 1157, Appropriations. House Bill 1128, Education. House Bill 1263, to Health and Human Services. House Bills 1131, 1162, 1172, and 1178, to Local Government. And to Taxation, House Bill 1223. Our next agenda item is our consent calendar, second reading of Senate bills. Our consent calendar is comprised of bills that passed out of committees unanimously, and the committee put them on the consent calendar for efficiencies. The bills aren't debatable, but questions may be asked of the sponsors. If a senator wants to debate the bill, it can be pulled off and would be debated tomorrow. Again, it's an efficiency mechanism. Would you please proceed to our consent calendar, Madam Secretary?
Senate Bill 137, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the application for absentee voting. 107, an act to revise certain provisions regarding personalized motor vehicle license plates. House Bill 1077, an act to authorize municipalities to establish incidental accounts. House Bill 1094, an act to require the filing of certain documents relating to vacation, location, or changing of highways with the Register of Deeds.
Thank you. Senate Bills 137, 107, and House Bills 1077 and 1094, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 137, 107, and House Bills 1077 and 1094. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler,
aye.
Frericks,
aye.
Frisley,
aye.
Gray,
aye.
Hansen,
aye.
Haverly,
aye.
Heineman,
aye.
Holeen,
aye.
Hunstead, Hunhoff,
aye.
Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krauss,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Norstrup,
aye.
Nygaard,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 35.
Senate Bill 137, 107, and House Bills 1077 and 1094, having received majority vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Any questions on the titles? Hearing none, the titles deemed approved. Second reading. This is our debate calendar.
Senate Bill 127, an act to revise certain provisions regarding educational data reporting.
Senate Bill 127, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Brown, good afternoon, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Last fall, as part of the Appropriations Committee, we obviously deal with a ton of numbers. They come at us from left and from right. And when we went through last year's budget, obviously there were a lot of tough decisions that were made. In order to try to get some kind of context behind some of those decisions, the Appropriations Committee attempted to conduct a survey with all of the school districts that we have across the state. Not so much necessarily to ask specific budget questions, because those are data that we could already gather from the Department of Education, but rather to try to put some context, as I said, behind those numbers. And ultimately, the goal was to try to allow us to be able to make better policy decisions as a body. As I indicated, when we did get the results of the survey and that was completed, while that was valuable, and I think that there were definitely some key items in there that we could focus on, it became pretty clear to me that the only way that that survey really was going to be of value to us is if it were conducted on an ongoing basis. The trending data is what I think would be exceptionally valuable, not only to the Appropriations Committee, but to the rest of the legislature as well. Senate Bill 127 simply is an effort to make sure that we have the mechanism in place to have schools do that and to ensure that we get a response when the survey is conducted. With that, I would ask for your favorable consideration of 127.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 127. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstad. Hunhoff, Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Nygaard,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley, Mr. President, there were ayes 34, nays 1.
Thank you. Senate Bill 127, having received the majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Senate Bill 141, an act to revise the legal definition of the term domestic abuse.
Thank you. Senate Bill 141, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Peters, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Oh, it works today. That's great. Senate Bill 141 is an act to revise the legal definition of the term domestic abuse. The current way domestic abuse is being viewed in courts and with the police officers is not the way it was actually intended. Actually, Senate Bill 141 does two things. One, it puts the definition of domestic abuse more in streamline with the federal government's definition of domestic abuse, and also limits the application of when people are charged with either domestic abuse or aggravated assault. And the way that it is currently being used, if you are a roommate in college, a couple of guys or a couple of gals in college, and you're cohabitating your roommates, and you go and you have a little dispute maybe down the street, and it ends up into a shoving match, and it wouldn't even have to be roommates, it could be brothers. Household members, it says, which we've stricken on line 8 and on line 12. Household members, you've got brothers. Start beating each other up. How many of us have brothers that have had little domestic fights here and there? Either way, this particular bill limits the instance of when domestic abuse charges may apply. It talks about a pattern of abuse behaviors by one partner in an intimate relationship such as marriage, dating, or cohabitation. This language here takes out the brothers fighting. It takes out the roommates having an issue. And really works on really getting to the meat of why we have a domestic abuse law. It was amended in committee to really focus in on what the true intent of this bill was. I think the committee made it a much better bill since it was initially drafted. And with that, I'll stand by and ask for questions, but I'd ask for your approval of Senate Bill 141.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 141? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 141. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstad.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston. Junkie,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Nygaard,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 34, excused 1.
Senate Bill 141, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Senate Bill 156, an act to establish strangulation as one element of the crime of aggravated assault.
Senate Bill 156, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Senator Teason, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Last year in Pennington County, South Dakota, there were 41 cases of strangulation reported to law enforcement. Many of those cases deserve to be prosecuted as felonies, and in fact, many of them were prosecuted as felonies. However, members of the criminal justice system, domestic violence advocates, law enforcement prosecutors reported that because our aggravated assault statute lacked a specific reference and definition for strangulation, it often made those prosecutions more difficult. And so what we've done in Senate Bill 156 is provide a definition of strangulation. That definition was carefully crafted with my cohort from Sioux Falls leading the charge to talk to all the parties involved to come up with a very carefully crafted definition that fit the felony charge of aggravated assault. And so we've added a definition to an existing crime, aggravated assault, and I want to read that definition to you. Number 8, attempts to induce a fear of death or imminent serious bodily harm by impeding the normal breathing or circulation of the blood of another person or by applying pressure on the throat or neck or by blocking the nose and mouth. I would ask you to support Senate Bill 156 and add this new definition to our aggravated assault statute. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 156? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 156. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Frisley, aye.
Gray,
aye.
Hansen,
aye.
Haverly,
aye.
Heineman,
aye.
Holeen,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Hunhoff,
aye.
Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nostrup,
aye.
Nygaard,
aye.
Olson, Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Teason,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 34, excused 1.
Senate Bill 156, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Senate Bill 99, an act to prohibit certain licensees or employees of a licensed establishment who have been charged with certain felony offenses from entering the licensed premises and to provide a penalty therefor.
Senate Bill 99, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Senator
President. Hansen.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Every so often we hear of someone that does something that is really pretty ugly. If the act is bad enough, we as policymakers have a responsibility to try to protect society from a reoccurrence. That is the reason for Senate Bill 99. Back in November, something happened in Huron. That happens to be my hometown, but it could have been your town or any town. It involved a bar owner. He was found to have been selling or providing beer to young girls and then sexually taking advantage of them. He was arrested but posted cash bond, and a couple days the bar was once again open for business. A few days later, the police did a routine walkthrough and found him again serving alcohol to minors. The city, as a governing board, discovered that it didn't have the authority to suspend the bar owner's license, even on a temporary basis, without going through the required notification and waiting period process. It was not until January that the process was finally complete. This event was unusual, but it happened. What are the odds of it happening again? The answer is we don't know, but the odds are not important. What if it had been your daughter or your granddaughters? If a crime of this nature happens only once more, it would be too much. So what is the solution? We thought of several options, but there was something wrong with each of them until we arrived at the plan as outlined in Senate Bill 99. Rather than try to address the situation from the standpoint of the license, we chose to approach it by seeking to prohibit the accused person from entering the premises until the charges had been fully adjudicated. You will notice the bill amounts to only four lines. That's not much longer than the title, but there is meat in every word of those four lines. First, it must be a licensee or an employee that is charged with the crime. It applies only to a limited list of crimes. They are something involving a minor or a crime of violence or a felony drug abuse offense. Further, the crime must have been committed on the licensed premises. I ask for your support, Senate Bill 99. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 99. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Edelstein.
Aye.
Bigalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Prisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff. Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krauss,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nostrup,
aye.
Nygaard,
aye.
Olson, Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley, there were ayes 34, excused 1.
Thank you. Senate Bill 99, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. Second reading of House Bills.
House Bill 1069, an act to increase the amount of income and principal of a perpetual fund used to maintain a cemetery.
House Bill 1069, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
We have just a second, Mr. President.
We'll be at ease. Senator Nygaard.
Yes, I understand we're on House Bill 1069.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Mike. Pull that a little closer to you. 1069 has been called.
Yes, you wish to speak? I have amendment before the desk.
Yes, sir. It's 1069 Romeo Alpha. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir, and it has been distributed.
And you move it at this time?
And I would move it at this time.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion to amend, and I'll grant you the latitude to speak to the bill, too, sir.
Thank you very much, because cemeteries with perpetual funds are finding that their income from that fund will not meet current expenses in this time of recession in the United States and in South Dakota. The low interest that's being earned isn't even enough to keep up the mowing of the grass. So these cemeteries need to be able to tap into the principal of their perpetual funds, which, of course, are regulated by the state government, in order to pay increasing costs of maintenance, purchasing equipment, paying higher prices for gasoline, making improvements and building storage facilities for their equipment. Same section of law required the fund to be supervised by and monitored by a board of trustees to ensure that the fund is being properly managed. It's good practical legislation that would allow our perpetual fund cemeteries to properly fulfill their intended purpose. The amendment came about after unanimous vote do pass in Commerce was brought to us by the House sponsor, Representative Hunt. And the reason was to help a cemetery in the Aberdeen area that has a very large fund to support a large cemetery. And they've advised that in these times they need to be able to spend all their income and may still have to go into their principal to build a structure or building that they need very badly. So with that, this would then be amended to read to establish a principal fund to be used in purchasing equipment, constructing buildings and facilities, hiring staff, and otherwise maintaining, caring for, ornamenting, beautifying, and improving its grounds, buildings, and facilities, the income and no more than 6% of the principal in a perpetual fund may be used annually for these purposes. And that would be the addition to the amendment. Thank you. I urge your support of this much-needed bill.
Further remarks on the motion to amend. Senator Bradford.
Mr. President, thank you. I rise in opposition to the bill. I happen to have a grandfather and several children, and my father and mother are in perpetual care. We paid for perpetual care, and also I speak in the fact that I had the obligation as the Episcopal board member on the reservation of care of cemeteries. And I understand that sometimes cemeteries do lack a little care. But what I'm scared of is what's going to happen to this situation is what happened to some that I seen, is that if they start dipping into the perpetual care actual money, pretty soon it's going to be gone. Then who's going to take care of that cemetery? I mean, at least if the perpetual, if they still have to just spend what it makes, maybe they won't be able to mow it 1 year. Maybe they won't be able to buy a new mower or something 1 year. But at least that fund will be there, and down the road, then maybe they can take care of that cemetery. I don't think, I understand that some of these aren't actually making very much money now, but I still don't think those, when that money was put there for perpetual care, that family, that person, that's what they expected, was perpetual care. And I believe that as long as the principal's there, there will be some kind of care. But once that principal's gone, then there may not be no care at all. So I just wanted to say that that's my reason for being against this bill.
Further remarks on the motion to amend. Does anybody wish to speak before Senator Nygaard speaks a second time?
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, in response to that, I understand your concern and the idea that you could let the grass grow. However, I don't think that the amendment is really speaking. The grass problem can be taken care of by people volunteering and bringing their own lawnmowers, and that's a minor problem. But the real big issue here, as in a limited number of cases, and only one that comes to mind right now, is the one in Aberdeen, where cemeteries are getting more crowded. They need, in this case, a new building. And that's not the kind of thing you can take care of with your own lawnmower or volunteer. And it's hard to come up with that money to do that. So that's why we've asked that this perpetual fund be allowed to take out just a little bit more and actually invade the corpus only up to, as it says here, no more than 6% of the principal. And, of course, that 6% also comes, maybe 3 or 4% of that will already come off from, well, there isn't 3 or 4% income. Now incomes on these funds are like 8 tenths of 1% a year. And that's where we have the problem. So I urge you passage of this bill.
Further remarks on the motion to amend. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Nygaard's motion to amend marked 1069 Romeo Alpha. Those in favor of that motion to amend signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carried. It is amended. Further remarks on House Bill 1069 as amended. Senator Valley.
You know, it probably isn't that big a deal, but golly, you know, what haven't we learned through all this financial stuff that we're doing? Now we want to dip into the principal and not live on what we're earnings to do our cemeteries. At some point, as Senator Bradford said, we're going to run out of money. You know, it's our federal government starts doing things like that, and we chastise them. Now we're saying, well, we'll start out at the cemeteries. And I didn't mean to make it that bad, Senator.
At least the fund would be perpetual.
He was successful in having me lose my train of thought, but I just think this is going down the wrong path when we start going this way. And I looked at it and thought, well, it's not that big. It's just a cemetery fund. But it's a principle of the matter. And we start doing this. What's the next thing we say? Well, we'll just go against the principle. Kind of like our trust funds. Is that going to be the next thing? Well, we'll start using the principle out of those. And I just think we're starting to walk down the wrong path. So I'm sorry, Senator. Thank you.
Mr. President.
Senator Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. I certainly respect the concern, but a couple of things. First of all, there was no one in committee that testified against this bill. I'll use Siegel Cemetery and I'll use St. Wenceslaus Cemetery. They're filling up and there aren't people left there to take care of the cemetery. There is a cemetery board. They are elected by their local members of their congregation and they make the decisions regarding the financing and the care of those cemeteries. We always talk about local control. They're the local control. They're the ones making the decision. And when you have few members left in a congregation and you can't do the work, I will say this amendment does change the content of the original bill because it now separates or includes both income and up to 6% of the principal. And it was amended because you never hear about those circumstances till after we've all had the experience. Then somebody comes, well, this is how it affects me. But I think the issue is they came forth in the sense that someone's got to take care of that. We realize that we're asking for this, but allow this opportunity. Let local control, those people are there, make the decision because they're the ones. Yes, we have to guarantee if I paid my perpetual that somebody's going to take care of me. But if you're in a rural community, believe me, you may not have anybody left to do that, and you're going to have to do something. So the control is there. They're making it. They're making the request. Please allow them that flexibility. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Rampelberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. I guess I'm, frankly, with all due respect, I don't know why the legislature is involved in making decisions that I think the local cemetery people association should be making. And I realize that there are tough times out there, but there's always going to be tough times. And I guess I'm kind of saying that I just don't think we should be in this. And obviously I don't know all that much about it, but I'm opposed to it for that reason. Thank you.
Further remarks. Senator Sutton.
Question of the sponsor, Mr. President.
State your question, sir.
What happens when the principal is gone? What's the local community's option?
Senator Nygaard, do you wish to answer the question?
Well, I'll attempt to, but I think what happens in most of these cases, someone leaves more money to the cemetery fund for that cemetery. It's occurred in our little cemetery in Hurley. It occurs in Balesburg. It not only occurs in small cemeteries, but it also occurs in larger ones. So if someone dies and they see this happening as they're getting closer to the end of their days, you'd be shocked at how many people consider that perpetual care and and leave a bequest in their will. And that's where this money comes from. It's not from tax money or anything like that. It comes from the people within the church. Just to go back to the great senator from Custer, Fall River, and Pennington comments, I mean, I don't know why the state ever got involved in this in the first place. I mean, this is something that should be held at, head at local control by the churches, by those people who have wanted to have a final resting place, and their obligation is to take care of it. Anyhow, I urge your passage of this bill.
Senator Sutton, you have the floor, sir.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, and I thank the good senator for his answer. I'm with Senator Bradford in that once we start going down that road, where do we stop as far as dipping into the principal, and then one day it's gone, and then we have to ask local communities to partake. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Senator Nordstrom. Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Question for the sponsor.
State your question, please.
Question for the sponsor. As I read the bill, it talks about a perpetual fund. If we tap into the principal, is it a perpetual fund or is it a limited term fund?
Senator Nygaard, do you wish to answer the question?
That's a good question, Al. I mean, Senator Nordstrom. I don't know how we can, you know, we use that term perpetual fund. I guess it would be perpetual if we never allow the corpus to be invaded. But the level of care that we give our cemeteries and the respect we give those who are residing there, do we let the grass grow for a few years while this recession ends? Look to, or put up hay and sell the hay? I don't know. I just think it's a reasonable... See, it isn't that we can't put more money into the fund. It's not out of tax money. It's out of donations. So if we do invade the perpetualness, the set corpus or body of the trust, then it behooves us to put some money back in when good times come. Thank you.
Senator Nordstrom, you have the floor.
It causes me discomfort to have a fund that we call perpetual. The word perpetual means forever. And by the way we set it up, it's not forever. It could be as short as 16 years from now. And so I plan to be a no vote because, and I understand the tough times that that particular body might be enduring at this point, but I also don't think that if we're going to invade the principle, for us to call it a perpetual forever fund and then have it terminate, run out of money in as short as 16 years would be a contradiction, and so I will be a no vote.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1069 as amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
No.
Bradford.
No.
Brown.
No.
Buell.
No.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
No.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
No.
Holeen.
No.
Hunstad.
No.
Hunhoff.
No.
Johnston.
No.
Junkie.
No.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
No.
Nelson.
No.
Nordstrom.
No.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
No.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
No.
Rave?
No.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
No.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
No.
Mr. President, there were ayes 17, nays 18.
House Bill 1069, having failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost. Senator Nygaard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I give my intent to reconsider.
Your intent is noted.
Thank you.
President of the Senate is required by the Constitution to read acts that have passed, bills that have passed both the House and the Senate, read their titles in open session. The President signing an act to revise the term of service of Regional Railroad Authority Commissioners. That's Senate Bill 63. President signing an act to revise provisions regulating the perfection of security interest liens filed online, and that's Senate Bill 64. I have an announcement that Dr. Picardi from Rapid City will speak about healthcare reform law at 4 p.m. in room 414. Room 414, Dr. Picardi will be speaking on the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act. At 4:14. Other announcements. Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate State Affairs tomorrow, 10 o'clock.
Senator Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joint Appropriations tomorrow, transportation for an hour, retirement system from 9:30 to 10:30, and investment council from 10:30 till noon, Mr. President. LRC 1 and 2.
Thank you. Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate taxation tomorrow morning at 10.
Thank you. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Commerce and Energy, special meeting, 7 o'clock, room 412 tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Senator Schleckoway.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate local government, we're going to meet special time, 8:45 a.m. tomorrow. So Senator Holeen gets to sleep in.
Further announcements? Any further announcements? Thank you very much. Madam Secretary.
Senator Krause moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.